With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ahead of today's official announcement, there are reports from multiple sources that Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has chosen her running mate.
After a weekend spending interviewing finalists, Harris has decided on Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her choice for vice president. Walz got the nod over two other finalists, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and U.S. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona. Harris hopes to shore up her campaign standing across the upper Midwest, a critical region in presidential politics that often serves as a buffer for Democrats seeking the White House. Harris and Walz will be setting off on a tour across key battleground states where they'll introduce the new Democratic ticket to voters.
Correspondent Jeremy House says that trip will follow this evening's rally in Philadelphia, at which Harris will appear with her newly minted running mate. Walz, a progressive as well as a military veteran, strongly pro-union, elected chair of the Democratic Governors Association in December. And Walz's opposite number, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance, warns that a Harris presidency would only embolden Iran to become more of a nuclear threat in the Middle East and beyond.
Kamala Harris and the entire administration, their approach doesn't make sense because they're prolonging the war. They're making it harder for Israel to achieve diplomatic breakthroughs with some of the Sunni Arab states. And they're doing all of this in a way that continues to stress Israel's military capability when we know the holy grail here is preventing the Iranians from getting a nuclear bomb.
And speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Also at SRNnews.com, slowly moving north, Tropical Storm Debbie unleashing flash flooding on Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina. Back in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says there's a lot of cleanup, a lot of recovery left to be done. On Wall Street this morning, stocks opened a bit higher. The Dow is up 85 points. The Nasdaq ahead a fraction. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are more satisfied.
A poll released by the Belonging Forum reveals that 72% of self-described believers say they are satisfied with their lives, compared to 65% of non-religious people. The survey also found that Christians are more friendly, more neighborly, and more involved in trying to improve their communities. The Belonging Forum says, quote, Christian faith is a powerful and universal social force for good and promotes a sense of belonging in our communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that Florida's transgender health care ban discriminates against state employees and violates their civil rights. Chief U.S. District Judge Mark Walker says the state's ban violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which protects employees and job applicants from employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. That lawsuit was filed in 2020 by three current and former state employees. This is SRN News. A nearly $1 billion judgment in a troubling civil case out of Colorado Springs.
A lawyer for families say the Colorado funeral home owners who allegedly stored 190 decaying bodies and sent grieving families fake ashes have been ordered by a judge to pay $950 million to the victim's relatives in a civil case. But the ruling is merely symbolic because the judgment is unlikely to be paid out since the owners, John and Carrie Hallford, have been in financial trouble for years. The Hallfords also face hundreds of criminal charges in separate cases, including abuse of a corpse. Dozens of families received urns they believe contained loved ones' remains. Instead, they were decaying in a building. I'm Norman Hall.
And once again on Wall Street this morning, the benchmarks have now turned mixed. The Nasdaq down 44 points, but the Nasdaq is up 66. More details, SRNnews.com.